Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. And we have a show for you tonight. This is the Halloween show. And guess what? We're live, and I mean live, doing Halloween with the kids. That's right. We're outside of our home in Florida. We're not in the studio. We're recording it live. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight in our Halloween show. To my right is my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. You there, Lynn?
I'm here. I'm just about sitting in the wheelbarrow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2021 Halloween edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're actually sitting outside our house with all the kids and the parents. We're having a lot of fun. Here come some more kids you can introduce to say hi.
And all the way from where he's living in Ocala, Florida, our guest co-host, Charles Brooks. Charles, you there?
I am here. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more." The Raven by Edgar Allan.
All right. And you lady, we'll be on the radio.
A shout out to Jackie.
Okay. You want to say hi on the radio, real fast? Say happy Halloween? They don't know what we're talking about. We're in the front of our house, and how are you on the radio?
I want to give a shout out right now.
Happy Halloween. All right. Thanks.
I want to give a shout out right now.
Thank you. You're welcome.
To some happy folks Halloween. In Pennsylvania, Yardley, Pennsylvania. Ronnie and Lynn Gaffin, my oldest friends.
All right, thank you.
Ronnie and Lynn. And my godson, Michael. Hope you're all listening. Maybe sometime you call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
Did you say, Charles, did you say, you had a shout out. I talked over you. You said Jackie?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to give two shout outs. I'd like to give a shout out to Nancy, who is sitting just about 8 feet away from us, and without Nancy, we wouldn't
she's
have our candy,
candy
tonight. Yeah, she's giving out all the candy. Happy Halloween,
Happy
Nancy.
Halloween.
All right, everybody knows Nancy. And I'd also like to give a shout out to little Leonardo Cucciavi in Colorado, and tonight's his first Halloween. He's about 4 months old. Happy Halloween, Leonardo.
Happy Halloween.
And Peter.
Halloween.
And Nikita. All right.
Okay. And now, I have to introduce you to our producer, our executive, young man, the engineer. Without him, we don't have a show. Chris Shaw, who's in our studio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was cutting down something. I'm sorry. I was cutting down a tree. I'm sorry. That was me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Okay.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Chris Shaw.
And I'm so glad to be here. Glad to have you here. You know what else I got?
What? Hi, guys. Say happy Halloween.
Say happy Halloween to your audience. You're on the live radio. Happy Halloween. Trick or treat.
How are you doing? Yes, they are.
Wait a minute. Put him on the radio. Put him on the radio.
Come here. This is Callie.
Say hi, guys.
Wait a second.
Happy Halloween.
Wait, I'll tell you one more. We're on commercial. Wait.
No, we're not.
No?
We're not on commercial.
Okay, no, come on. It. You got to tell her. I want to hear the kids. Come on, Mike.
Happy Halloween. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Trick or treat. All right, Dan, to give the kids a trick or treat.
Yeah, we're trying to... Okay.
We have kids coming up, so it's trick or treat.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, you guys just gave a shout out to somebody, and they called in because they wanted to hear you.
Okay. So who called in?
I got a Ron Jackson on the phone line from Pennsylvania.
Okay. What am
I? So, Ron, are you there, Ron?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Oh, it's Ronnie.
Oh, it's your friend.
Yeah, Ron Gaffin. Hey, from Yardley, Pennsylvania. Happy hey, Ron. Halloween, how you doing? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, my man. Guess what I got to tell you?
What?
You'll never guess who was over our house last night.
Well, tell us quickly.
Tell us quickly.
Mark Youth was over here last night.
Oh, yeah. I know Mark, yeah, and his brother and sister.
Yeah, he sends his fondest.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Ron. We got to get going.
You guys take care. Stay healthy.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Happy Halloween.
Love you guys.
Regards to Linda.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Mike's going to go on the radio. Happy Halloween.
Guys, get a little closer to the mic. Say happy Halloween.
For all those who wish to call in, and I'll tell you the phone number again, if you do anything with chocolate, if you like chocolate,
what's your favorite way?
Favorite way of eating chocolate? I'll give an example if you know what I'm talking about. When it comes to chocolate, I like chocolate milk. So, how do you like chocolate? Chocolate. That's the question. You call in, we will give you a prize. Nice prize.
Yeah. Anybody that calls in.
Anybody calls in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So you're calling in. We're going to give you a prize. We're going to have trivia in a few minutes, but that's something else. But I'm saying right now, anybody calls in right now and just tells us how you like your chocolate. There's all different ways you can have chocolate. Like I just said, I like my chocolate milk. How do you like your chocolate? 407-894-1680. We just give you a prize just to call and say how you like your chocolate. That's the question of the day. How do you like your chocolate?
Okay.
Hey, Charles, I need Charles to stop dancing over there. I see him dancing over there. Charles, stop, Charles. I hear you dancing.
You see me dancing?
Yeah, you over there doing the Thriller moves. I see it.
Yeah.
I seen your shoulder moving.
Wait a minute, fellas. I got a thing for you right now.
Wait,
right
we got it. You're going to have to hold it, Mike, because it's time for break, Mike.
I was going to go to break. All right, we're going to break. Right now, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind.
We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is Michael, your host. And that's right. Believe it or not, I am your host. And by the way, listen, if you don't know what we're doing, if you're turning your car radio and you're turning your dial, stop right there. Don't go any further. In case you want to know what we're doing, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. So this is a very special day with us, Halloween. So if you're in your home, don't have a lot of kids coming to us, well, we have, right now, last year we had 120 kids came to our house. Right now, we are outside of our house getting bitten up by mosquitoes.
See what we do for the audience?
Yeah, getting mosquitoes. Linda sprayed me. I'm getting bitten up my fingers, my face. And all I can say to you right now is, anybody want to call in and say how you like your chocolate? I said I like my chocolate with chocolate milk.
Well, how about Charles? He said he said.
So if you call in, phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that, 407-894-1680. My buddy Ronnie Gap, when he called in, he didn't say how he likes his chocolate. So anyway.
Well, we got the dynamic duel on the phone line.
The Dynamic Duo. Okay, let's hear from the Dynamic Duo.
That's right.
From
Florida. Hey, the Dynamic Duo is here. The Dynamic Duo is here.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
So how do you like your chocolate?
How do you like your chocolate?
Well, I like it. For me, I like it in mint patties. I'm not a chocoholic, but if I'm going to eat chocolate, give me mint chocolate, please.
All right. Okay, and how about you, Christine,
for you now.
Okay, I never met a chocolate I didn't like, but if I had to pick one, I would say ice cream.
Oh, that's
chocolate ice cream, okay.
Okay, so we each will be receiving a $5 Starbucks gift card, okay?
Thank you!
Just for calling in, that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Right. You guys are awesome. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Who's over here?
It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing? Say hello to the audience, Charlie.
Hi.
You're live on the radio, Charlie.
Yes. Everybody.
What can I say?
Happy Halloween, Charlie.
That's all. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Good health.
And good health.
Good health. That's the most important thing. All right. Okay.
All right, Charles.
Charles, you have a poem?
I do. Are you ready?
We're ready, Charles.
All right.
Okay.
The title of this poem is Song of the Witches. Double, Double, Toil and Trouble by William Shakespeare. It's an outtake from Macbeth.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron babble. Fillet of fenny snake in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog. Will of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and blind worm steam. Lizard's leg and howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble. Like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double, double. Toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good.
That's amazing. You sure that was you, Charles?
Yes, that was me.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't even sound like you, Charles.
That's why he did it.
Charles.
It wasn't supposed to sound like me.
That was terrific.
All right, let's go to trivia.
Yeah, let's go to
time for trivia time.
Charles trivia.
Charles, it's your trivia. Getting bitten up alive over here.
She can do it.
Getting bitten up my eyes, my legs. But I'm not going to do it for this audience, I'm telling you. Trivia time, Charles. You do it.
Yeah, come on over. Wait, Charles.
Tell us.
Charles, wait a second. 1 second. Hurry up. Hurry up. Come say happy Halloween. Come say happy
Halloween. Gotta say trick or treat.
Here you go.
It's right here. You're on the radio. Say happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
All right.
You have a first name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
What's your first name? Just give a first name.
Only
your first name.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Ava.
Ava? Hi, Ava.
Hi, Ava.
People around the United States and Canada and the world listening to you, Ava.
Anybody else?
Anybody else want to call on the radio and say hi?
Say hi.
Say hi.
Hello.
What's your first name?
Ariana.
Beautiful name.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween, honey.
Happy Halloween.
All right. How about you?
Happy Halloween. What's your first name?
Aaliyah.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
What's your first name?
My name's Grandma Gail.
Grandma Gail.
Happy Halloween.
All right. Let's go to our song, Chris. First Charles' trivia.
Okay. Tell me the name and the artist of this song.
Okay.
Don't play any more than 1 minute and 10 to 12 seconds.
Yeah, I told them that. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. Tell us the name and the artist that sung that song?
Who sang the song? That's the big question of the day. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And also, how do you like your chocolate? We've heard so far chocolate milk. We've heard so far ice cream, print mint. Oh, I'm getting bitten up alive out here. Oh, yeah.
What? They're not mosquitoes, so what don't worry.
All right.
Can I tell you my chocolate?
Let's go.
Yes, tell us. Oh, here's some of
like white chocolate and European Belgium chocolate.
Okay. Charles, one second.
One second.
Say hi to a bunch of kids.
You kids want to be on the radio? Say happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Can you say happy Halloween?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Trick or treat.
So, Charles, you like European chocolate?
Yes.
You like your chocolate milk or dark?
I like regular chocolate and white chocolate.
Oh, I like dark chocolate.
All right, listen.
But the Belgian chocolate, it is decadent. It is so good.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone line. Yeah, let's go to the phone line. We got a call calling all the way from about a 4-hour, maybe 6-hour flight from Florida going to Australia. We got Ken on the phone line. Ken, are you there?
Oh,
I'm here,
okay.
But it's like 20 hours from Florida.
20 hours. Oh,
I was just being nice.
Australia.
Of those 20 hours, 4 of them you sleep.
Hey, Ken, what part of Australia are you calling from?
Melbourne, Australia, one of the best.
Oh, you're calling from Melbourne, Australia. Okay.
So are you calling in for the trivia and then you're going to zoom in with us later in the second hour? Is that what we're doing?
I'm calling in for the chocolate, and then I'm going to zoom in the second hour.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, how do you like your chocolate?
How do you like your chocolate?
What I really like is you go ice skating until you're really, really freezing, and then you go have a cup of really nice hot chocolate.
Oh, he likes hot chocolate. Okay. He likes skiing and going hot chocolate. This is from Melbourne. How do you like that? Melbourne, Australia calling in. And you're going to be calling later about your trumpet? You're going to play your trumpet later?
Absolutely.
Where's your water?
I can't hear you, Ken. You're calling all the way from Australia. I can't hear you.
Absolutely. I'll definitely zoom in at 11 at quarter after.
When he zooms in later.
Okay, quarter after call in, quarter after 8.
Zoom in, we'll talk more.
We'll talk more when you zoom in.
Thank
okay.
you, Ken.
Thank you.
All right, Ken, hold on one moment.
We're going to send you a $5 gift card.
Hold on one moment, Ken.
Do they have that thing out there?
Why don't you give it to the Fighting Blindness Fund?
Do you have Starbucks in Australia?
No, no.
You don't have Starbucks in Australia.
Nah, don't worry about it. That's all right. Give it to somebody else.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Great. Bye.
Okay.
So did anybody call in for the trivia for the song?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
We got some kids coming up.
No, they're just cutting across the lawn. Oh,
Johnny on our lawn. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't want your candy. They just want to walk.
They must have gotten the candy already. Well, nobody's calling.
We had a sign once on our lawn, keep off the grass. Then put a sign, keep off the grass. And then, the kids stole the sign.
Let's go to the next trivia.
Okay, next trivia. Since somebody knows that trivia, let's go to the next trivia.
Yours.
Mine, everybody knows mine. Everybody knows my trivia. Let's hear my trivia. Play my trivia song. Everybody knows this one. Who is singing this song? Ron Gaffin should know this song. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
He did the mash.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
They did the mash.
Okay, Chris, that's enough. We're live for Orlando, Florida. Hey, kids, we're live on the radio. You want to say trick or treat on the over here on the radio?
Yeah, say trick or treat real loud so everybody can hear you.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, guys.
Trick or treat.
That's great.
That was cute.
And I'm getting bitten up here so bad, it's like unbelievable. So who's singing the song?
Please.
407-894-68. That's the song. That's who's calling in. Are you want to be on the radio?
We've already grabbed one. Thank you.
Hey, honey. That little one. I think that was when she came over.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anybody know the name of that song? Who's singing the song? 407-894-680.
Can I go off the air and call in?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get it. I got a couple of callers that's calling in. I got Howie who's calling in to tell you the... his favorite chocolate. Clint, Indiana, calling in for trivia, as well as Delray Beach calling in for the trivia.
Howie's calling in. Okay, Howie, we'd like to know Howie.
But Howie's giving you what kind of chocolate he's like. Hey, Howie, how you doing?
I have a question for you, Michael. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Get Howie. Michael? Ask the question. It's not going to be anything difficult.
Here's my question. We both love chocolate milk. Do you prefer Hershey syrup or Nestle's powder?
I'm from Pennsylvania. Mine's always Hershey.
Hershey, you like the syrup better than the powder?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Right. Yeah. Chocolate milk, chocolate ice cream sodas. Yeah, absolutely.
And the first song was Selena Gomez, by the way. I know you're done with that one already, yeah. So I can give away the answer.
Yeah, we'll finish that one song already.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Howie.
Enjoy your Halloween.
Thank you, Howie. All right, so wait a minute. So we're going to get a $5 gift card
Starbucks.
From Starbucks. Reference
Thank
to
you.
Chocolate.
Thank you, Michael.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Lynn.
Hi, you'll have a cup of coffee on us.
You got it. Thank you.
Chocolate
All
cup
right,
of coffee. Let's go to Clint, Indiana, and talk with our good friend, the one and only Big John. John, how you doing?
Big John.
Oh,
wait,
happy
Halloween. Say Big John.
Well, no. This John from Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, John.
There you go.
Say what?
So Indiana's on the phone. Indiana? Clint?
Yeah, this
okay,
is Clint,
let's go.
Indiana.
John's true.
That's John from Indiana.
Yep.
Hey, it's John.
The name of the song was Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett.
You are 100% right, and you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway coming your way. John?
You rock, Clint, John.
Mash. That's it.
Did he say
Big
how
song.
He likes the chocolate?
By the way, John, how do you like your chocolate?
I like chocolate fudge with a little bit of nuts in it.
Chocolate fudge.
You're going to have a sandwich.
So now you're going to have
coffee.
Now you're having a $5 gift card along with the $10 gift card.
That's
so,
a good treat.
So it's two different ones, $10 from Subway and $5 from... I just got bitten up again. Oh, my God. I'm going to bit my legs, my face.
Happy Halloween.
Happy
you know
Halloween.
What? The audience.
Starbucks, $5 is coming your way.
The audience is getting the treats, and we're getting the trick.
Yeah, we're getting the trick. Oy, oy, oy. Am I bitten up?
Thank
All right,
you
John,
guys
we
are
have
having
your address.
A good time down there.
We are.
Getting bitten up alive.
Oh, that's
lots
something
lots
else.
All right, John. Thank you so much, John. We got
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks for calling in, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate right. it. Thanks for calling in.
All right, and let's talk with our good friend Bill from Delray Beach. Oh, never mind. I thought Bill was going to be able to.
Delray Beach, Florida. Okay, Bill, you're on the line.
No, he's not there. Bill, give us a call back. I want to hear how you like your chocolate, Bill. Come on.
Okay. He likes it in a cup. How about another poem, Charles?
And then we're going to break, and I got to go in. I got to put some spray on.
We're supposed to be in break right now.
Chris, aren't we?
In break.
Yeah, we in break. So let's take that break.
Okay.
It was the phone line.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Bump, 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 bump
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. I am Charles, your co-host. Lynn?
I'm here, and I'm another co-host, and Nancy's co-hosting tonight and giving out the candy, and Michael will be back with us shortly. And what do you want to do, Charles? Another poem? Or
Before you go into a poem, we got another call on the phone line calling in.
Okay. All right. Okay, wonderful.
So let's go talk with our good friend Dave from Orlando or Fern Park, Florida. Is it Fern Park?
Never heard of him.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. Can we let him on, Charles?
Well.
Listen to that.
Hello.
Hi, David and Brenda.
Hey, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Brenda says happy Halloween, too. How's it going, you guys?
Happy Halloween back.
Hey, we've been enjoying hearing the kids. Sound like you're getting some good trick-or-treaters.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many of them. You wouldn't believe it. Every year we get more and more.
We're getting a fair amount ourselves. And uh-huh. Brenda's giving advice to Michael, and needs to get some skin so soft. That'll take care of those.
Yeah, well, I have. I think that's what I have. No, I have, what do I have? Cutters.
Yeah, that's what we decided that Michael is probably just so sweet that the bugs will not stay away.
That's what it is, Nancy. David said that Michael is so sweet and the cheetahs are coming. Oh,
Dave, that's good.
All right, guys.
So, well, wait, you didn't tell us how you like your chocolate.
Well, you know, I like the dark chocolate. Usually I like with nuts, and Brenda likes mm-hmm. also dark chocolate.
Okay.
And, of course, we do like hot chocolate as well. And
sounds good.
I've had very little chocolate that I didn't like, so it's all good as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
even
we'll
jalapeno
you
bacon chocolate. That's okay, too.
Jalapeno and chocolate?
Jalapeno bacon chocolate someone gave us one time,
goodness.
And that was quite exciting.
Wow.
But yeah, that's a little too much, but still a possibility.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave. Well, we'll send you and Brenda a $5 gift card, so you'll have at least a half a cup of coffee each.
Hey, we like that place, too. We go there all the time. So
okay, good.
I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to move on. Thanks,
Happy
David
Halloween.
And Brenda. Same to you. Okay, Chris, let's go on to another trivia. The next one down. I don't know which one it is, but
we're starting. All right, then.
Nobody knows mine?
No, I don't think so. I didn't know it either until I listened to it. Then I recognized it a little bit.
All right, well, are you ready for this next one?
We are ready. And it's got to be the one particular singer we're looking for, right, Chris?
That's right.
Okay.
Oh. Ghostbusters!
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters are coming.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'm getting bitten up here. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I know who Mike's going to call. We're going to call pest control to come in and handle the mosquito, mosquito patrol.
Yeah.
So when I first heard this song, I was enjoying it. But as I got older and started listening, and he made a statement, he said, when you see something in your mind, who you gonna call? I said a psychologist.
Okay.
Who's on the line right now? Anybody on the line?
Nobody knows my trivia.
No, nobody knows your song, Charles.
Anybody want to say happy Halloween?
Well, I think the dog just said it.
Yeah, you
sounded like it, huh?
You can hear Daisy May in the background. She's got the big mouth. Yeah. Okay.
407-894-1680.
Michael.
407-894-1680. Call in for the trivia. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Let's get it.
Okay, let's get it.
I think we got it.
All right, here we go. You ready?
What?
All right, here we go. Delray Beach is in the building. Delray Beach, ladies and gentlemen, here's the one and only Bill. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, everybody. How you doing?
Happy Halloween.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. Okay, Ghostbusters was Ray Parker Jr.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
Well, he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. $10 gift card coming your way, Bill.
Great. Thank you very much.
So how do you like your chocolate, Bill?
Well, somebody mentioned before hot chocolate, but I like my hot chocolate when I'm in a cold climate with peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint.
Wow.
Peppermint what?
Schnapps.
Oh, schnapps.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
Mm-hmm. That's a good mix.
I just thought of something since he mentioned that. I like hot chocolate with whipped cream.
Oh, that too, yeah. Sure.
So you just won yourself a $5 gift card from...
Starbucks.
I couldn't think of it. Losing my mind, losing my head, losing everything here with these bugs.
That's what they call a senior moment there.
That's me, a senior moment.
Yeah, you and me both.
You better call Ghostbusters.
Ronnie, my buddy Ronnie, I wonder if he has any senior moments like me. I have a lot of senior moments.
Yeah, me too.
Anybody like me out there in the radio land? I have senior moments. You have blanks. That's me, senior moments.
Okay.
Charles, did you have another poem?
I do.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
We are.
A Rhyme for Halloween by Maurice Kilwin Rivera. Tonight I light the candles of my eyes in the leaves and swing down this branch full of red leaves. Yellow moon, skull, and spine of the head, allow me to town on the neck of the air. I hear the undertaker make love in the heather. The candy maker, poor fellow, is under the weather. Skunk, moose, raccoon, They go to the doors in threes with a torch in their hand or plea. Oh, plea. Baruch Spinoza and the butcher are drunk. One is the tail and one is the trunk of a beast who dances in circles for beer and doesn't think twice to learn how to steer. Our clock is blind. Our clock is dumb. Its hands are broken. Its fingers numb. No time for the martyr of our fair town, who wasn't a witch because she could drown. Now the dogs of the cemetery are starting to bark at the visions of her bobbing up through the dark. When she opens her mouth to gasp for air, a moth flies out and lands in her hair. The apples are thumping. Winter is coming. The lips of the pumpkin soon will be humming. By the caw of the crow on the first of the year, something will die, something appear. That's it.
All right. I knew Chris had some Halloween sound. That was great, Charles.
So, folks, we're waiting for your call. The lines right now are wide open. Anybody want to call in from any part of the world? I even hear from somebody. Anybody else outside of Florida? Anybody else outside of Florida I could call in right now?
How about Canada?
Well, we did have a half of the dynamic duo called in from British Columbia. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have our good friend from Winter Park on the phone line.
Who's that?
Winter Park.
Winter Park is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. The CB himself.
Happy Halloween, says Blind Man Gary.
Happy Halloween, Gary.
I said, what's happening, Blind Man?
Hey, my buddy Charles, how are you doing with Halloween? You're doing a good job. But I have something that no one will ever think about saying, which I really like. Is chocolate lava cake.
Chocolate lava cake?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very good. Full of chocolate lava inside. So that's my thing.
You got mosquitoes in Winter Park over there tonight, boy. They're bitten me up here. I'm getting bitten up my legs.
You have all the skiers. I haven't got one skier out here, and I'm out by the pool.
They're all over me.
I sent them your way.
Somebody said it was because you were sweet, Michael.
That's right.
You're sweet, Michael.
But it wasn't me.
I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called sweet.
Oh, quit eating that chocolate, it won't bite you.
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things, but never sweet.
Lynn has never called you sweet. Come on.
Nope. Nobody ever called me sweet. Sweetness.
Sweetness. You hear that, Chris?
Yeah, the sweetness.
Nancy, did you ever call me sweet? No, Nancy never called me sweet either.
No.
She called me a lot of other names.
I know what it is.
Never sweet.
Sourpuss.
I never called sourpuss either. No, two names I've ever been called, sourpuss and sweetness.
Okay, well, I'm going to get out of here, and you're doing a good show with Halloween.
Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate the call, Blind Man.
Sure thing. Bye.
From Winter Park. Okay. Who else is calling in? Well,
somebody called.
I never had these bugs in Philadelphia like this, but I'll tell you.
No, that's because it's so cold in Philadelphia, they don't grow. Come on now.
My friends Ronnie and Lynn moved to Yardley, Pennsylvania. That's where I'm from originally. And I moved out, and they moved in.
Really, you didn't have mosquitoes in Pennsylvania?
I guess maybe some nights we did, but not like this. This is absurd. When are we going to go in the house?
Yeah. Well, maybe Chris can...
break, we're going to go in.
Take us to break, and we'll shut the lights, and we'll go inside. We can play some Halloween music and we'll go inside. What do you think?
Oh, I'm game. Anything in particular? You want to go back to the one that we didn't get, or you want to just roll with everything else?
Right, play it on the trivia.
Play a song in its entirety.
Trivia.
Songs back to back, and we'll be right back.
All righty. So
all right.
We're going to the top of the hour.
So who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
We're
back.
Want you to know who's singing that song. All right, Mike, we got about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. I had our good friend Eugene on the phone line. Eugene, give me a call back real quick.
Eugene, we'd love to hear from you. Call back, Eugene, you there? Yeah.
I only know one thing, folks. I got so bitten up being outside. It's unbelievable. We just came inside the house.
Oh, you made it inside already?
Yeah, I carried the laptop, the microphone, and the speakers in one hand disconnecting everything. So I get an award? Do I get a Starbucks?
Yeah, you get a
Starbucks. Oh, yeah,
yes, you get an award. A Starbucks card.
There you go.
And I got bitten up so much. That's why I call her Saint Lynn, because she's my saint. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you get your card as soon as you change out of your Supergirl costume.
Right. All I want to say is, Nancy, every year we buy extra candy last minute, and then we're not using it. Yeah. So you know what that means? I end up eating a lot of chocolate I shouldn't have.
We've got enough to laugh.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can share with us.
Yeah, if we were in the studio, I'd be giving a lot to Chris. You too, Charles.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We got our good friend Anthony calling in from West Palm Beach. Anthony, how you doing?
All right, my friend. How you doing, bud?
Hi, Anthony. Anthony from West Palm Beach, Florida. Anthony, how you doing, Anthony?
Okay, my friend. How you been? Happy Halloween.
Anthony, I can't hear you, Anthony.
Oh, I don't know this phone. Wait, hold on. Could you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me now? I can hear you now. That's a famous commercial. I can hear you now.
That song, you want me to name that song?
Yes. Can you name the song? Can you who's singing it? Who's singing it?
That was the Eagles.
You're absolutely right.
You are 100% right. You got a $10 gift card coming from Subway.
Wow,
Eagles.
I'm impressed, Anthony.
Lynn is very impressed.
Hey, Anthony, how do you like your chocolate?
Yeah, Anthony, how do you like your chocolate?
We're talking over. I didn't hear what he said. What did you say, Anthony? Yes, it was. Oh, he's guessing the other
one. Yeah, but don't get one song at a time. One song at a time. That's all you get. One $10 gift card from Subway.
I can't believe nobody got it.
We only get one.
You okay?
What? Am I okay?
Yeah, you
feel I can't hear what he's saying.
We're going to break. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bump, bump, bump.